This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello, you are listening to the 1912 Exiles podcast, the Newport County podcast made by the fans for the fans. I am Ed, and we've got another summer closed season special episode for you. Way back in late 2021, when we recorded episode 68, were you listening back then? We sat down with some of the county and the community team to talk about the We Wear the Same Shirt initiative, seeking to improve mental health through football. We chatted with county legend Norman Parcell. We chatted with friend of the pod, Luke de Gilbert. It was a really good conversation, and we've been meaning for ages to go back and talk a bit more to the community team about the work that they're doing and to hear what's happened over the years since then. I think we said a few times over the last season or so, you know, it's great when the men's first team is succeeding on the pitch, and obviously as fans and as a podcast, that's what we tend to focus on. But, you know, the club is about more than just what happens on a Saturday afternoon at Rodney Parade. You know, there are times like over Christmas when the club rallied around to support local food banks. More recently, we've seen people raising money to tackle motor neurone disease because of Jason Bowen's diagnosis. And all this stuff reminds us, you know, the reason we support a club like Newport is because of, yeah, the stuff that happens off the pitch. If all we wanted was to see easy victories, then we could sit on our backsides in front of Sky Sports and support Manchester City. But Newport County is rooted in its community. Fans over the years fought to get us back to Newport and keep us there precisely because of this symbiotic relationship between the club and the city. So it was with that in mind that I headed over to Newport the other day to speak with some of the county and the community team, to hear about the work that they're doing, to hear a bit about what they've got planned for the season ahead, and also to speak with some of the people who benefit from the various initiatives that they run. So yeah, that's the intro. Let's pitch straight to the clip. So I'm at Rodney Parade in the marquee. It's always nice to be at Rodney Parade, not on a match day when I don't have that sinking feeling in my stomach about what might happen on the pitch. And it's even better to be here with Dave Lewis from County in the Community, who's going to tell us a little bit about what the community arm of the club is up to, and a little bit about the Fit Fans scheme that's going on here today. But before we get to that, Dave, just for those who don't know, just explain the relationship between Newport County Football Club and County in the Community.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Ed. County in the Community is the charity arm of the football club. I think at the moment we're running around 20 different initiatives within the Newport and the surrounding areas. We've got a good relationship with the club, and we're just trying to grow the fan base, I think, in general, and also just try and make a difference to people's lives across Newport and in the South East.
And how long have you been involved?
This is my 8th year now within County in the Community. My main role is the college programme, running the college programme on a day-to-day basis throughout the academic year. I also now oversee the Fit Fans, which we're going to talk about today, and also do a bit with the walking football programme, mm-hmm. and a twinning project, which is working in the prisons, delivering an FA Level 1 qualification.
Fantastic. And over the 8 years that you've been doing this, what's been your kind of standout moment, do you think?
For me, it's just about seeing that the work that I'm doing is making a small difference to people's lives, whether it be gaining qualifications, whether it be on the football field, whether it be something like today where this is trying to change people's lives in terms of the physical attributes, etc. So yeah, the biggest thing for me is just relationships and making a difference, really.
And today we're going to be watching the Fit Fan Scheme in action, or I'm going to be watching the Fit Fan Scheme in action. You're going to be doing the hard work. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so the programme itself is a 12 week programme, or 13 weeks if you class week zero, where we take the participants' measurements. We take height, weight, waist, and blood pressure. Mm-hmm. From that, then we do a number of different activities, whether it be circuits, whether it be doing some walking football, whether it be going on a walk. Alongside then some theory-based work covering things like calorie intake, alcohol, healthy meal plans, etc. And it's just basically to try and support people in sort of changing their habits, I suppose.
And how does it work? So people taking part, do they have to pay for it? Is it funded by council, government?
It's funded by Welsh Government, mm-hmm. for a two-year period. It's a pilot project. And it's targeting people between the age of 35 to 65 with a BMI of 28 and above, or 38 inches and above in regards to waist measurement. So if you hit those criteria, it's a free program that runs over a 13-week period. And the staff and stuff like that will welcome people with open arms.
And so how many people are we expecting today?
Today we've got around half a dozen females, mm-hmm. And around 8 to 9 males. And they'll be here for around an hour and a half, where they'll have 45 minutes theory and then 45 minutes practical.
Brilliant. Well, let's wait for people to turn up and see what happens. While they're setting up down the far end of the marquee, I am joined by Seamus, Andrew and Alan, who have all been through the Fit Fans project in the past and are here and back for more. So I don't know who's going to kick us off. Tell us about how and why you got involved.
I had a ruptured Achilles and was inactive for over 12 months, and I was finding I was putting weight on and not doing nothing at all. And I saw an advertisement on Facebook, contacted Dave, who's running the thing, and he said he recommended it for me, and I'm glad I done it. Definitely.
So with me, in January, I got diagnosed with a heart problem, and I was almost sick, and I was just looking through the scrolls, and I saw that on the media. But they were thinking of setting it up. They didn't know as and when. And again, in touch with Dave, so I emailed Dave, and then he then turned around and gave a start date and come down, because I wasn't doing anything and just wanted to start getting active again and understand.
And so you've all been through the full 12-week programme once, is that right?
Yes.
And you've come back for more?
We've all got extended programme sort of to carry on. It's not just 12 weeks and then you finish. It's my life, isn't it?
Well, basically, yeah. And the thing is...
New friends anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm all right.
And we suddenly out of nowhere, appearing as he does, as the...
He's
troubled. As the community... And Newport County legend, Norman Parcell. How you doing, Norm?
I'm all right, Ed. I'm all right. Rushed off my feet, but always a smile on my face to see the last.
These rogues have been putting in a good word for counting the community and what they've got out of the scheme.
Somebody got them, fair play. Trouble is, it'll cost us a fortune. Yeah. I'm looking at Alan now.
Yeah.
What for you have been the best things about the Fit Fans project? What have you got out of it?
For me, it's not about weight loss. It wasn't about weight loss. Wasn't about getting more involved. For me, sort of thing, the great thing was the banter from the group, the support from the group. From there, sort of thing, you know, on my bike, doing my steps. Went crazy in the first couple of weeks. Yeah. You know? They all laughed.
I was just sat there doing nothing, and I was always pretty active. And to get in with this bunch was fantastic, mm. and I enjoyed every minute of it. And I sort of missed my Thursday night now. And it was just a bit of it was to get the weight. A lot of it, I think, was to do with like your mental health as well. It was you were able, towards the end, you felt comfortable opening up to everybody and chatting with everybody.
Very much.
And we really bonded as a group. And it really done me really, really well.
The same for me, really. It just gave me the confidence, as I said. I had a bit of an health issue. And then the guys and getting back in the band, I'm feeling comfortable in someone taking the mick out of you, but in a nice way. Yeah. You know what I mean? They take the mick out of you just to give you that. And it was like being in a team again, whether it be whatever sport you played. It just felt comfortable and out.
When we last caught up, Norm, it was to talk about the We Wear the Same Shirt initiative, and you know, a lot of the same themes around that of just sport and exercise and activity bringing people together and getting people talking who otherwise maybe might struggle to open up, and it just kind of gets people into a place where they feel that they're forming some bonds outside of home and work and everything else.
Spot on, Ed. I mean, very often when we start programmes and hopefully they have longevity, I think the worst thing you can do is expect what's coming, if that makes sense. So when you set them up and you think, oh, we're going to do this and that ain't the way, like, listen to the lads here, just listen to the lads talking. It's supposed to be improving, do you know what I mean, your well-being and stuff like that, you know, and what have you. It ain't a weight loss programme. People think, oh, Fit Fans is fit fat and stuff like that, and you're going to lose weight and all like that. The fellas, they couldn't... You just listen to them then. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's on a different journey. But if you would have told me that we were going to come here and they were going to get together as a group of fellas, love the banter, enjoy the crack, miss coming just because they miss each other, we got to do something about that now, Kent, in the community. We've got to make sure that we keep the fellas together in some way, shape or form, and that's the challenge for us. But it's a 13 week programme. This could be for 13 years, couldn't it?
Potentially,
if we stayed
together,
you know, and that's the challenge for us now.
But I mean, it is introduced us to different things. I mean, Seamus, you were already doing the walking football, weren't you?
Yeah.
Alan's had a go. I've had a go. I'm going to go back to it now because I've been in hospital. Yeah. But I'm going to go back to it now. So it's opened up another thing. And then from there, you've got a different circle of friends because the lads at the walking football, brilliant bunch, aren't they? Do you know what I mean?
Smashing punch. I mean, I see Al at the matches now, last couple of games, and then he's up in the stand, you know, having a go at me and stuff like that. So, but you know, I never knew Alan. He's a county fan for years. I never really knew Andrew. I'd seen him over here once or twice, but didn't really know him. And they're county fans through and through. Seamus has lived in Newport nearly all his life, and you know, he's well known for playing football, do you know, for people from St. Joseph's and people with, you know, on Sunday League, and good player Seamus was. But we all didn't really know each other until, you know, programmes of county and community, and then you both boys went through.
It did extend your group of friends, football fans. Great. You know, I was out on my bike. Shameless choice of running me over while I'm trying to cross the road. I come across Andrew on the cycle path. We hadn't seen him for a couple of weeks. We were all worried about him, sort of thing. Now, it was good. Yeah. We had a stop and a chat and a bit of banter. We tormented Norman as usual, sort of thing, you know.
And the thing was, we had like one guy there, and he lost, and his blood pressure came down. He lost a fair bit of weight. And he's not here tonight, Rob. Mm. Yeah. But we were like happy for him that he achieved this.
Yeah. Amazed,
sort of, and amazed. But we all like encouraged each other.
Yeah. The other thing we had, like, the opportunity was, we all went on WhatsApp in relation to the programme, and we'd have a little bit of banter on there. I'd send them my pictures of my breakfast in Spooners, sorry, while I'm up at Walsall. You know.
The beauty is, it's still going. The WhatsApp group is still going.
It is. That's part of it. You know. And that needs to be encouraged, sort of thing, because that's a great opportunity of, you know, that's going to be there, you know.
Well, what you did towards the end of the season when you got this group together, you got the walking football together.
Yeah, and when we put on the pitch.
I was going to ask about that,
Oh, it was great.
It's a long time since I played at Rodney Parade. So it's 40 years since I played at Rodney Parade. And to get back on the pitch, well, it was amazing.
And crucial question, do you think you can still do a job for us next season?
If Graham Cotton's that desperate, I'll put my name into the hat.
So we've got the ladies' class out here doing some circuit training. We've got boxing gloves on the go. We've got weights, balls, all sorts happening. Let's have a listen.
First one now, so don't overdo it too much. Couple more seconds. Okay, I'm relaxed. All right, everyone feeling okay? Yeah? We'll go clockwise then, we'll move on to the next one. Each. Take some frustration out now.
Oh, yeah.
Get the pads off. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, stop it there.
So I've just plucked Andrew away from being told how many spoonfuls of sugar are in a can of Red Bull. Can you remember how many it was?
No.
I think it was 12, 13, something like that. I've learned something today. I'll be staying off the Red Bull.
Yeah, definitely.
So how did you get to hear about the Fit Fans project and get involved?
Through Norman Parcell contacted us and decided to give it a go. Really enjoying it so far.
And what kind of motivated you to come along, and more to the point, what's motivated you to keep coming back?
Well, I do train regularly, mm-hmm. but I wasn't actually losing any weight. Mm-hmm. So I realised possibly it was come down to education or something like that. So the second session was on the different types of food, mm-hmm. and things like that. So that's what I was looking at, and that's what I've taken away so far, is especially today's session as well, because I missed last week's, was the balance between what's in what you're eating, and that's been a real eye opener. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I think it's if you can get the balance right between the right training that suits yourself and the right diet, do it over a period of time in a controlled way. Don't set your targets to lose too much, too quick. Don't get disheartened. Mm. Basically realise it's a 12-week programme, and at the end of it, you should actually have the skills and the knowledge to hopefully stay with it and keep just feel better.
That's it. I mean, coming down, I wasn't sure what to expect. And the thing that struck me is it's a mixture of like theory and practical. So you've all got like some workbooks, and you know Dave's talking you through some practical stuff about you know what to eat, what to avoid, all of that. But and then you've been out on the pitch just now, you know, which looks like a snooker table. It's beautiful, immaculate condition in the sunshine.
Just behind the pitch. Just
yeah. Sorry. On the Amber Astro rather than on the pitch itself. But yes, and you've been out there doing some exercises and stuff, which I missed because I was in here yakking with Norman. But what were you doing today out on the?
We did walking football today, mm-hmm. and I think all of us have loved football, and for me to just to kick a ball at 60, it's magical. Yeah. And even though my knee locked and whatever, it's still there is no feeling. Like, so I think it's good for your mind as well, because it takes you back to the times when you were running round, mm-hmm. and just football's a great game. But the other sessions we've done on the other exercises we've done on the circuits and things like that, so it is a programme and it's a jigsaw and it all fits together. So yeah, really, really enjoyed all the exercise, but especially the football.
Amazing. Thanks very much, Andrew.
Okay, no worries. Cheers.
Previous week, guys, if you feel like you've been successful with it in regards to the last week's goal setting, the little small targets that you set, just give yourself on page 15, just give yourself a tick. If you think yes, tick if you think no. Then if you haven't, then it's something that we still to work towards ongoing. Later on in the book, and I think we touched upon it the other week when we were talking about things, but the traffic light system on every food item you can buy,
well.
Especially if you're thinking of sugars.
It takes me 6 hours to go shopping.
But I think most of it is common sense, really, with sugars, isn't it?
And I think it's just just keeping that balance, isn't it? Like if you've been to a slimming club or whatever, you sort of in your thing that you know that, you know, if you eat a balance.
Yeah.
Try to eat a balance. You know, you're going to have days where you want a glass of wine or you want a treat or whatever. But that's going to be the 20% or 10% of the time.
Yeah. Just going to grab Norm very quickly and just ask one question, Norm. I gather this coming season we'll see the 10-year anniversary of Counting in the Community. Very exciting. What for you have been the highlights during that 10 years, and what have you got planned to mark the anniversary?
Oh, what a question, Ed. First of all, I'll go with what we got planned. Friday the 22nd of September, we're hoping to have an event at Rodney Prey where we're going to invite partners for, you know, people who've been on our programmes over the 10 years and seen their journey. So we're gonna do that, and we're going to get different sponsors and what have you, and people from the community to come along, and then just, you know, so we don't go by without being celebrated, because we all think it's worth celebrating, myself, the staff, the volunteers and the trustees. Highlight of the 10 years, I suppose our strap line really: providing opportunities, enhancing lives. And when I see some of the people over the last 10 years, and some of them have been with us for 8 years on different programs, where they were, their journeys, whether it be a youngster or a slightly older person of my generation, 50 plus or whatever, and then to get nice comments where they say, fair play, you've got some nice staff, that was a great program, we benefited there, or a parent saying, my youngster now is doing this, or gone on to university. I can think of, honestly, Ed, I can think of lads then, when I just said university, I think of lads now who come on our college programme, from our community programme, and then they were out in America, do you know what I mean? And then they send us photos saying they've graduated out there after our college programme, and they're living out there, and then things like that. But honestly, the thousands of people in that 10 years of where they are now, and where... And that's why we got to keep going, Ed. That's why we got to keep going. We've done 10. We need to do more. And then there's other things we can do. But we have to build, you know, steadily, and make sure we don't go boom and bust. So we just take our time. And then with the support of everyone from the community, from the club, it's great working with the academy as well. You know, if you've got like-minded people. So loads of highlights, honest to God. I mean, there's another one. Momadou Touré coming from our college programme to end up playing in the... You know, who would have thought that? I mean, you know, a couple of other people thought weren't quite up to it now, you know, where they are now. So, and just... what I'd like to do is thank the people who've been on the journey, whether it be for a couple of weeks or for a number of years. I mean, our trustees are fantastic. Some of them have been there since we became a charity 8 years ago, and they've been along the journey, giving up their time. People like Aidan Ames, Nathan Blake, John Relish, Paul Roberts, Danielle Sievright, Paul Lovell, they've been with us all the way since we became a charity. Them people, they're volunteers, you know, just like we got loads at the club, and they're volunteers. And I probably went a long-winded always do, Ed, but I could be here all day talking about, you know, providing opportunities, enhancing lives. That's the one for us.
And typically selfless, you know, you thank everyone else, but I think county fans owe you a huge debt of thanks for the work that you've put into it all. You know, you were saying the county and the community has gone from nothing to having 19 members of staff, 10 trustees, this hugely successful organisation that's doing so much stuff, and we as fans on a match day see a tiny, tiny fraction of it when there's stuff happening on the pitch and so on. But as a podcast and as a fan base, we massively appreciate the links between the club and the city via county and the community. So, you know, I'm sure you are. You certainly should be extremely proud of what you've done to make all of that happen as well.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. I'm a Newport boy, you know. I'm a Pill boy, a Newport boy, and I'm a Newport County fan. So when the chance came to put in for the job, three interviews later, they finally gave me the job, and I've loved every minute of it. It don't feel like a job, honestly. Yeah. I had my appraisal this week with the chair, and he said, "What, you know, one of the questions is, what do you like and what don't you like?" I said, "I can't think of anything I don't like."
Yeah.
Honestly, I really can't. Every day, like, do you know what I mean, going in and working with brilliant people, like, do you know what I mean? Can't think of anything better. 10 years ago when I took the job on, and then I looked out, and I thought we got some work to do here with our fan base. And now, do you know what I mean, and with the club growing and the success in the FA Cup and stuff like that, but you look around now at the stands, whether it be in the Bisley or if it be in the Compede, and you see the young people who are coming along, boys, girls, do you know what I mean, the different diversity that we got coming now than when I stood out. I think it was Mansfield or someone like that in 2013-14 season, thinking everyone is my age and above, and it was hardly any kids.
Yeah.
Another thing, Ed, I'm a pain, I know. Isn't it lovely to go around Newport, Cwmbran, and see the amount of county shirts, hats, scarves, coats. Do you know what I mean? It's honestly, like, do you know what I mean? When I go to Cumbran with my wife, and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm counting how many Cardiff compared to how many Newport." And there's, you know, and the last four times I've been there, Newport have beat them each time. Like, we're only talking two or three, like, you know, we're only up there an hour or two walking around town centre or whatever. But I mean, Newport now, our soccer camps, there's 100 odd kids there. It used to be Barcelona, Man United, the most popular shirt. Newport County is the most popular shirt. Yeah. You know, the soccer tops. All the kids, they say that 75% of kids pick their football team by the age of seven.
Yeah.
If you look at our soccer tots, there's only about 15 to 20 kids, and at least 10 of them have got Newport County kit on.
Yeah.
I mean, the future's bright, the future's amber.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, my time's coming towards an end. Got to head back home. But before I do, Dave, just to grab you again, tell us a bit more about, you know, beyond the Fit Fan scheme, what else have County and the community got lined up for next season?
Next season, I think, as I mentioned earlier, that we've got so many different programmes running from primary school work, where we run a number of initiatives there. We run soccer camps right at the half terms. There's college program. There's a Premier League kicks program. There's the Fit Fans, which we are here today, to name but a few. So we're extremely, extremely busy. The team has grown dramatically over the past couple of years in regards to staff, which is much needed with the amount of work that we're doing now across Newport.
And how can just ordinary Newport County fans get involved, either as participants of some of the stuff that you're doing, to volunteer or to support the work?
Firstly, they're more than welcome to contact either any of the staff at County in the community, probably Norman Parcell, myself, Dave Lewis, Liam Jenkins, who are sort of the senior members of staff, and Daniel Parcell. We can then pass on some information in regards to volunteering, because that's where probably a big percentage of our members of staff have started, with a volunteering, and then gone on to casual work part-time and then hopefully full-time. We have a website where people can access a lot of the stuff that we're doing on a day-to-day basis. We're quite big on social media, so we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We also links with the club, so you know, I'm sure the club would pass on some information around County in the community. So there's lots of ways in which we can support people, but it's just about them coming forward and getting in touch, and then we can support in any way we possibly can.
We will include some links in the show notes to where you can find out a little bit more and go to some of those links that Dave has mentioned. Listen out for, we've got some more episodes coming out over the next few weeks, and we'll be back with our big pre-season special in due course. But until then, as always, look out for each other and keep it counted.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.